The water crowfoot. O small-faced flower that now dost bloom, to stud wi' white the shaller froom, and leave the clout to spread his flower on darksome pools o' stoneless stour, when softly rising airs do cool the water in the sheenin' pool, thy beds o' snow-white buds do gleam so fair upon the sky-blue stream, as whitest clouds a-hangin' high o'er the blueness o' the sky. And there at hand, the then-haired cows, in airy shades o' withy boughs, are up beside the mossy riles, to stan and swing their heavy tails, the while the rippling stream do flow below the dousty brudge's bow, and quivering water gleams do mock the waves upon the shaded rock, and up athirt the coping stone the lightrin boy do lean alone, a-watching wi' a steadfast look the falling waters in the brook, the while the zand a time do run and leave his errand still undone. And oh, as long as thy buds would gleam above the softly sliding stream, while sparkling summer brooks do run below the lofty climbing sun, I only wish that thou couldst stive or new man's harm and all men's joy. But no, the waterman'll wade thy water wi' his deadly blade to slay thee even in thy bloom, fair small-faced flower o' the froom.